Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Before we get into the actual episode where we start talking about current events and stuff that's happening in this world and where I start giving people my advice, I'm going to tell you all what this show is about and talk about what is currently happening, the big story of the year. So this show is about me uplifting people, telling people how I feel, talking about the current events in the world, and talking about how I feel about them. Like the coronavirus, that's the big story of the year that's going on this year. Most of our stories of today are actually on the coronavirus. It's one of the most devastating, it has put a lot of people in fear. It has put a lot of people into panic. And I don't understand why it's put people into panic. The only thing I've come up for with that is that it's 30 times stronger than the flu. That's the only reason I could come up with that is more strong, that would put people into fear. But other than that, I don't understand why people are so scared about the coronavirus. It came from Wuhan, China. It's really not that bad. It doesn't kill you. It doesn't really kill people unless you have something's already wrong with your immune system. That's something that a lot of people have to understand. And food, toilet paper, none of that's going to help you. All you need to do is same procedures with the flu. Wash your hands, just a little bit more social distancing, stay away from people, don't eat after people. I know a lot of government officials are limiting public gatherings to 10 or 100 people. That's all I got to say about that. Talking about here in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper just put out an executive order, and this is straight from his desk, North Carolina to close restaurants and bars for dine-in customers, allow takeout and delivery operations to continue. That is effective at 5 p.m. today. Restaurants and bars will close for dine-in customers. Takeout delivery orders can continue. Governor Roy Cooper and members of the Coronavirus Task Force are holding a media briefing today at 2 p.m., which has already passed, where they will announce the executive order. The executive order will also include an expansion of unemployment benefits to help North Carolina workers affected by COVID-19, otherwise known as coronavirus. If you want to look at his other unemployment benefits that he has put out for the executive order, you can go onto his Twitter at North Carolina Governor. If I'm not mistaken, that is his Twitter, NC_Governor. Yes. All right. So let's talk about the news that we have for today. If I could find it. Oh, okay. Republican Senator Mitt Romney proposed to give every American $1,000 to ease financial burden of coronavirus outbreak. Romney explained his intentions in this way. Every American adult should immediately receive $1,000 to help ensure families and workers can meet their short-term obligations and increase spending in the economy. Congress took similar action during the 2001 and 2008 recessions. While expansions of paid leave, unemployment insurance, and SNAP benefits are crucial, the check will help fill the gaps for Americans that may not quickly navigate different government options. That's not all he's proposing, though. As Romney is also calling to provide grants to affected small businesses and measures aimed at easing financial burdens for students during this time of economic instability, and also moving forward with actions to bolster telehealth services amid the coronavirus outbreak. What does all that mean? It basically means Republican Senator Mitt Romney wants to give every American adult, 18 or older, $1,000 in this time of need, because a lot of people are not going into work, which means they won't be getting their paychecks. So $1,000 extra will help them meet their short-term obligations and will also help the economy, because if I'm not mistaken, the stock market went down 3,000 or 30,000 points the other day. So we really need spending in the economy, but people can't do that. They're not going to work and they're not getting money. So he's proposing that they give $1,000. I think that the other side, the Democrats, proposed a plan to give each American family up to $10,000, depending on their needs and what they already have. But don't quote me on that. That's just what I think that's what they put out. I have to check that later. But on to the next story. A woman was arrested after threatening to cough on an LAPD officer after claiming she had coronavirus. TMZ TV reported law enforcement in Los Angeles revealed that an officer on the force had an encounter with a woman recently who parked in a handicapped parking spot without the proper certification. When the LAPD officer approached her about the violation, things took a disturbing turn because the woman instantly became combative. She reportedly threatened to cough on the officer and give him coronavirus, which she claimed to have contracted. While the police officer ignored her claims despite her continued behavior, the woman was arrested for felony criminal threats. Although it was not proven that the woman had actually contracted coronavirus, the LAPD officer still used gloves and washed his hands after he arrested her. Now it's up to the district attorney to determine whether the woman's charges will stick, since they have the option to leave her charges a felony or reduce it to a misdemeanor. Using coronavirus seems to be the new way of getting out of things or threatening people, as social media has seen a rise of people detailing and posting viral videos of these types of encounters. I just think y'all crazy. Threaten the officer, you better be ready to take that charge. That's all I got to say about that type of situation. But the sports world, the entire sports world has been canceled the entire season, everything. This including the NFL, who was scheduled to have their draft on, if I'm not mistaken, April 23rd through the 25th. They were expected to let fans come in, but now they have canceled it as a public spectacle, but it will still be televised as scheduled. They have joined the NFL, NBA, NCAA, MLB, NHL, PGA, XFL, and MLS, and canceling or suspending some way of their season. And doing something similar is the WWE, who have banned fans from going to WrestleMania 36. This is a big event that WWE even hails as their own WrestleMania. They have said in a statement, in coordination with local partners and government officials, WrestleMania and all related events in Tampa Bay will not take place. However, WrestleMania will still stream live on Sunday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WWE Network and be available on pay-per-view. Only essential personnel will be on the closed set at WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida, to produce WrestleMania. If the sports world is taking it serious, even the WWE, which is one of the fakest sports out there, is taking it serious, I think everybody else needs to take it serious, but don't be panicking. Let's move on to something in a lighter tone. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio talks cyberbullying and schools Jimmy Fallon and dance challenges. If you're on TikTok, do you know who Charli D'Amelio is? But do you know her struggles with cyberbullying? The famed TikTok star with over 37 million followers and 2.1 billion likes went on the March 10th episode of Jimmy Fallon. Among other things she did while on the show, she conversed with Fallon about the struggles of being in the spotlight. I have a clip here, and then I'll come back and tell you how I feel.
But what are you doing together with your sister, with UNICEF?
So we paired up with UNICEF for Internet Safety Day and talking about how cyberbullying really can affect people. And I feel like it's very important to raise awareness about that, because a lot of people don't like talking about the hate they get. And I know, especially me, I get a lot. And
you get a lot of hate?
Yeah.
Ah, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah, so I'd rather use the platform that I have now to talk and raise awareness, because, yeah, it hurts when I'm getting it, like, from me, but it hurts the same when I was, like, in school and someone would comment, like, oh, you're ugly, under my, like, Instagram post, and I had, like, what, 40 followers?
Yeah.
It hurts the same, so I just feel like it's very, very important raising awareness about that and just showing everyone, like, it's okay to not be okay. Like, you just have to know that these people aren't worth your time.
It's so not worth it. You won't even remember this part of your life when you're older. It's a blip. I totally agree with you.
All right. First off, I truly do feel for D'Amelio and her struggles with this type of situation. And I also highly commend her for how she handles these type of situations. She quickly came into the limelight and basically had to cleanse herself of anything that people may not find suitable for a 15-year-old. That's something many teenagers would simply not be able to do. But I do have to say that sadly, the cyberbullying that she and many other celebrities receive is essentially a part of the package of being famous. It makes you wonder, it makes me wonder, do I actually want to be famous? Do I actually want to be on that type of platform with all those eyes looking at me? But then I think of all the good that anyone is able to do if they are afforded that platform. And that's all I want. Let's move on to the next subject and the last subject for today's show, which is Idris Elba, who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Idris Elba is the latest celebrity to come forward with a positive diagnosis for the novel coronavirus. As people around the world practice their social distancing amid the global spread of the COVID-19, the actor took to Twitter on Monday, March 16th, to talk candidly about his own diagnosis. Despite not showing any symptoms, Elba says he went to get tested after being exposed to someone who had also tested positive. His wife, Sabrina, seen sitting alongside him in the video, has not yet been tested, but Elba assures the public that they're both doing okay and quarantining themselves. Listen to what he has to say about the situation, and then I'm going to send you all off with my best regards.
I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive. I found out last Friday that they were tested positive. I quarantined myself and got a test immediately and got the results back today. Look, this is serious, you know? Now's the time to really think about social distancing, washing your hands. Beyond that, there are people out there who aren't showing symptoms and that can easily spread it, okay? So now's a real time to be really vigilant about washing your hands and keeping your distance, okay? We've told our families, they're very supportive. We've told our colleagues, and you know, transparency is probably the best thing for this right now.
My heart truly goes out to Idris Elba, his family, and every other person in this world who has coronavirus. All right, we come to the end of the show where I'm going to leave you all with one of my famed late night words. You cannot undermine your own healing by going and doing the same thing that prompted you to heal. In order for you to stay on a straight road, you need to have your headlights on and stop looking in the rear mirror. I'm going to leave you all with this one more thing. Stay safe, wash your hands, and have a great day.